how time slips away.
Of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny. It's Monday. It's 9:04 p.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On today's episode of Epic Moth Time, I have a very, very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Of course. I'm Katya Taylor and I'm very honored to be on Epic Moth Time tonight.
Yay! Yeah. I'm so excited!
Yeah.
Okay, to start out, how do we know each other? What is your relation to me?
What is my relationship to you? We swim in cold water a lot together.
That is true. We do love swimming in cold water.
I'm trying to think of where I first really met you. I think probably on Prez Lawn. I think you missed catching a frisbee.
In the craft center.
In the craft center?
You were taking a short fiction English class, and I met you in the craft center, and I was like, what book are you reading? And you were like, this is a book I'm reading.
Yeah.
I don't remember what book.
Weird and postmodern, probably. Credits to Rana Johnson.
Oh my gosh, shout out Rana Johnson.
Yeah, for real. And then I also met you on Prez Lawn when you were playing frisbee.
I remember that day. That was a fun day.
Yeah. I feel like you said that you like frisbee, but that you're not the best at frisbee.
Oh, I'm not good at it. Well, I mean, like, I'm like really good at throwing it, but not like throwing it to where it's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I can throw it far, and I can throw it very strongly and well. But, like, in, like, the wrong direction.
Yeah. Maybe in some other world, you would be, like, really good at ultimate. Like,
really
you
good.
Just, like, catch them by surprise. You're like, where is it going to go?
Who knows?
I don't even know.
I have a question for you. Yeah. Another question. Okay. So, if you had, like, in another life, or, like, had your parents encouraged you, what would you be really good at today but aren't good at today because it was never, like, fostered in you as a young child?
Yeah. I wish I was a gymnast.
A gymnast?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I want to do flips so badly.
I see that for you in another life.
Yeah. I did gymnastics for a little bit when I was a kid. But I was really bad at following instructions, and I got in trouble a lot.
Mm.
But I think if I was...
That makes two of us.
I was in my own world. I was, like, looking at the lint in my belly button. Everyone else was, like, doing somersaults.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. I feel like for me, it would have been a pageant girl. I would have been a really good pageant girl had it been fostered in me as a young child.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just bring the drama and the glam and the pizzazz that, like, toddlers of tiaras would have required.
It's not too late. You can still reclaim
it. An adult
it.
Pageant
yeah.
girl.
Yeah. We'll make it happen for you. We'll start a Tufts
pageant club. And it'll just be me living out my six-year-old pageant dreams.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to be a pageant girl as a kid. Like, I think it would just be something, like, had I had a pageant mom, like, I would have been
you would have been excellent.
I would have been excellent as a pageant girl. So, do you want to introduce the next song? It's by Elia and Elizabeth. Elia E. Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, this is one taken from Annika Chan's playlist.
Woo!
I
think
shout out
she also has a show, right?
Yes.
I don't know when it is, but go off, Annika.
Confessions of a Freak. Yeah, it's really been on repeat for me this week, so I hope you all enjoy.
It's a description by Elia E. Elizabeth. Please enjoy.
Tu respirar era como volar sin parar. A tú y tus oídos sentían el cantar. Tu dulce rostro mirando al mar. Oh, 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 tú, descalzo sentado en la arena, con tu camisa canela. Oh, 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 tú, tu pelo lo elevaba el viento. Igual que tu pensamiento, oh, 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 a tú, tus manos tocaban las olas, querías cogértelas todas, oh, 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 a tú, tú, Tu cabellera brillaba con el sol. Tus verdes ojos con la luz del amor. A tú. Y tu sonrisa reía más que el mar. Tú. Tu respirar era como olas sin parar. A tú. Y tus oídos sentían el cantar. Tú, tu dulce rostro mirando al mar.
We're back. That was Elia y Elizabeth, and their song was Descripción. Courtesy of Katia.
Also, I think we may have had a mystery caller. Sorry if we did not pick up your call.
We tried to, but it seemed that you were gone. So, sorry. Sorry, not sorry. We've got a whole bunch of songs to play for you all, so we're going to get to it. Yeah. It's another Katia one by Adrian Linker. You want to say any words?
Which one is this?
Ingidar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a good one.
Did I say it right? Ingidar?
I think so. It's not really clear.
Ingidar!
I love this song. Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, I'm excited.
Not much more than that.
I haven't heard it, so it's going to be a fun surprise for me.
Yeah. You're an Adrian Linker lover too.
Oh yes.
Right?
I am an Adrian Linker lover. I love you said lover and not fan.
That is not an option. You only are a lover.
You're a lover or you are a hater or you are indifferent. You cannot be just a fan.
There are no haters. There are only haters. People who don't know.
People that don't know. They don't know the true ways of Adrian Linker. And with that, please enjoy. It's Ingidar by Adrian Linker. Enjoy. Tambourine of the beach leaves leader. are back.
Yeah, I hope you liked that one. She says something like, his eyes are blueberries, and it makes me laugh every
time. I love that. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. I know someone whose eyes look like blueberries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just, like, dark blue? Or like
they're just, like, so... Like, I remember, like, he went to my summer camp. He's a lot older than me. I think he's in medical school now. But I remember, like, I didn't realize he had blue eyes until I was, like... way older, and I had known him for like 5 years, and I was like, wait, you have blue eyes? And they were just like so dark blue that you didn't realize they were blue until you like got really really close to him.
They seemed like deep
brown. Yeah, they just looked like brown, and I was like, whoa, wait, your eyes are actually blue? Yeah, blueberry eyes.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because I feel like blueberries aren't very blue actually. They're like a really pretty dark indigo purple.
I always like, I don't know. It's crazy too, like the lack of blue in foods and natural things and like fruits.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Where is the blue?
Where is the blue?
I feel like in another life, maybe in this one, but only if I grow old and crazy. not that that isn't slated to happen, but
in the select very rare chance that you grow old and you grow crazy,
which is definitely gonna happen. But in a different universe, I would have like a whole blue house where I only have blue house. Like I only eat blue things. I only have blue objects. Like everything around me is blue.
Have you seen the house in Somerville where the whole outside is covered in blue trinkets?
No.
It's so cool. I'll bring you there sometime.
What?
And on the front, there's a sign that says dance party.
Oh my God. Wait, we like have it. To go. I'm obsessed with blue things, like anthologies and taxonomies of blue. I'm like, blue. Have you read the book Bluettes? It's like one of my favorite books. It's really short. It's like this, it's by Maggie Nelson. It's this like long form poetry, but also like memoir, but also like just like experiment about the color blue. And it's just like the author's way of like grieving her like lover, but through the color, like through the exploration of the color blue. And she was like, yeah.
Flora's song, like if blue meant happiness or something like
yes that. Oh my God, which one is it? Do you know? We should play it on the show. We should have a blue themed show.
That would be
epic. Like blue is just such a crazy concept because it's like a color, but it's also an experience. Like what other, like besides like jealous, like growing green with jealousy, it's like what other like colors are experiences too?
I feel like red, but I feel like red is a much wider range.
But I feel like blue is wider, too. It's like blue can be happy, but it can also be, like, so despairing.
Despairing? Yeah, maybe green is the most narrow color emotion. But
who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Anyway.
Stay tuned for blue episode.
Blue episode sometime in the future. Up next, we've got Your Best American Girl by Mitski. Yeah, just because why not?
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun. I'm not even
Hello.
We're back. That was Your Best American Girl by Mitski. The only patriotism I have to
share. I love America.
I love America. And by I love America, I mean I love Mitski's Your Best American Girl. You want to hear something really ridiculous? Yeah. Time to expose myself on radio. When I was a child, I used to be obsessed with this song. I think it was called God Bless the USA. And I know it word for word. And I used to march around the house and play it on YouTube on my iPad and sing it like at the top of my lungs. I didn't really understand what patriotism was or like anything. I just really liked the song.
You felt it in your soul.
Yeah,
who and showed like, you that?
I don't know. I think I heard it at a 4th of July parade.
And it resonated.
It really resonated. But it was like, I'm proud to be an American, because at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave their lives to me. I'm glad we... I don't know. Oh, it was like, I'm glad we stand up next to you and defend her still today. I thank God that I love this land. God bless the USA. But it's sung by, like, a, like, very country-sounding man. I should laugh.
Can we have
We're gonna have a little sample. This is what I was listening to as like a 8-year-old. Oh my God, it's by Lee Greenwood. Okay, listen, we'll play the first like little chunk for you guys. Sing with it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life.
Okay, I'm gonna skip a little.
The men who died
who gave their lives to me, and I'm glad we stand up. Thanks to you and defenders still today. I was ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Niche Danny hit right there.
Niche Danny hit, guys. New release, only on Epic Moth Time.
Yeah.
It's God Bless the USA. But me singing.
Yeah, specifically the Danny feature.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I guess before that happened, I was going to introduce the most exciting part of the show that everyone is dying to hear every single week.
Yes.
And it's going to be read by Katya week.
All right.
Get excited. You've all been waiting for it. It's the dried fruit PSA.
All right.
For those who don't know, I'm required to say a PSA on the radio every week. And I do this one and only this one. And it's amazing. And Katya, hit it.
All right, dried fruit PSA. And there's some fruit saying eat me. I feel like that's important to know. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many more other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Woo! Ooh. You did it! And you did it so, so well. Yeah, and with that, we have one of my picks for this week. It's Tezecha by Mulatu Astakate. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Tezeta by Mulatu Astake. And yeah, wasn't it a jazzy little number?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at our list of songs. Ooh, do you want to talk about Lake Missoula?
Yeah. This is a song I started listening to like a month ago, and it was one of those songs where I listened to it like every day, a few times a day. And my housemate Danny, who spends a lot of time in
the other Danny.
Yeah, the other Danny.
The other Danny, to clarify.
Got so sick of it, but I love it still. So.
Word. This is Lake Missoula by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. Please enjoy.
Of all calamities, it's a gray one. Breaking myself down a bit too much. I'm a roadie, I'm a roadie, my sense of pride. Crossroady, at a crossroad in my own life. I'm bursting at the bridge, it's gonna leave a nasty scar. I might not be the one who never thought they'd get this far.
I have to ask you something.
Yes.
So obviously this is Epic Moth Time. Do you have an Epic Moth fact that you want to share?
I don't.
Or
I
an Epic Moth anything? You have to say something.
I have to say
or I'll explode.
Oh no. I really wanted to be a moth for Halloween, but I couldn't find or make wings that were big enough in time.
Okay, that is a really good Epic Moth fact, actually.
Okay, thank you.
You passed, you passed. No, also, no exploding.
Another fun fact, my initials are also EMT, so.
Whoa!
EMT on EMT tonight.
And you're an EMT.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli. That's like EMT cubed.
It's big.
Whoa. This is like crazy.
Do you have an epic moth fact?
Yeah, most moths have like wings that can like, they're like basically waterproof. Like they can't fly very well in the rain just because they're so little and like fragile, but like their wings have like little like spikes almost, or like kind of like feathers. And they break water droplets. Like, water droplets will fall them, and then they'll, like burst, kind of. Yeah. Which is, like, whoa, epic. But usually when it's when it rains, they'll, like, hide in, like, little spots so that they don't get wet.
Yeah.
But But yeah, that's my epic moth fact.
Good moth fact.
There's some funky lights happening in Studio B. Studio. Hello. What's going on in there? If you can hear me, what's happening? Oh, the lights have stopped. I wonder. We should go in there and check it out once it's done.
Yeah.
See who is lurking.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have this song that I was like, Katya, what song is this? And Katya was like, what? And I was like, beep, boop, beep, boop. And you're like,
and then I got
and
it.
You got it, which is crazy. This is Too Much by Toya. Please enjoy.
I'm not supposed to love you. Well, I do. I'm not supposed to love you. Well, I do.
Okie dokie, that was Too Much by Tora.
Yes. Story time now.
I have a funny story to share. So today I had a flashback. I lately have been having these like weird flashbacks where like things will remind me of other things and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. And I was thinking, like, I was listening to something, and it reminded me of, like, when I was, like, 16, I went to Portugal over the summer with my family for, like, a week. And then I remember we were listening to, like, the Portuguese radio, and this song came on that I was, like, obsessed with. And it was in Portuguese, and I, like, downloaded it, like, on my, like, whatever the heck I had as, like, a phone, because I didn't have a phone then. And it was, like, crazy. Like, I would just listen to the song over and over and over again. And I remember it so distinctly, but it's, like, I can't. I can't sing
words.
It because it's in Portuguese, and it was also like, it was like,
Portuguese pop?
I don't know. It was like, but it was more indie, and I spent like half an hour today Googling like every single, I remember there was like the word consequenza, which is like consequence, I think, but nothing else. So I just spent like, it was like
for damn consequence.
Yeah, it was like consequenza. And it was two guys. There were two men.
Wow.
And one of them was black and the other guy had like really, really pale hair, and one of them played the drums. And like the album cover was green. But I don't remember anything else about the song, so I'm gonna spend the rest of my life looking for this song.
Wow. I'll I'll look for it in my
if
own
anyone
free time,
anyone out you know. There, let's see how many listeners we've got right now. If any of my two, we still have 20 listeners. Wow, you guys
thanks,
really
guys.
Thanks guys, sticking it out for the long haul. If any of you guys like I don't know of what I'm talking about. It was in 2018. It was played on the radio in Portugal. It was please,
help,
please,
help
something
Danny
with a consequence. It's like da na 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 da na na consequence. But like there was drums, and yeah, it was yeah. I'm seeking this song. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, missed connections. Me and this Portuguese song. Up next, we've got Florist, which is a band me and Katya both really love. 1914. Anything you have to say?
Do you know this one?
I think so. I just don't remember anything about it, but I think I know it.
I love the intro.
Oh, cool. I'm so excited good. To hear it.
It's also one of those like talk singy songs.
Oh, good. Like, Florist does them well.
Yeah.
Alrighty, it's 1914 by Florist. If you're going on tour and you are listening right now, please come to either Boston in the fall or Copenhagen, Denmark in the spring.
Those are your two
Those
options.
Those are your two
so
options. Please.
Maybe go to
please,
both.
Please.
And then
please. Please. Yeah.
That's our second PSA.
That's our second PSA. We have a lot of demands. We are demanding little guys. So up next we're gonna stick with the carry not shucks. We're gonna stick with the American theme tonight. We have two America songs for you next.
Two more?
Well, we have. It's like 9:48, so we can probably fit like two songs, including our banter, because we have a lot of lovely banter.
Scheduled banter time.
So this is a suggestion of Katya's. It's Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, but there may be a little surprise in the song. Please enjoy.
Yeah. probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
It's us and Carrie Underwood.
Now she's probably up singing some white trash version of Shania
karaoke.
Right now she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now
I can't believe they give me a video show sometimes, because I just do things like this. Okay, I'm tired of this. Sorry, Carrie. How do I... yeah.
It's her.
Stop. It's Carrie Underwood's America, and we're just living in it. Yeah. So, up next, we have a little lovely song called Take Me Where Your Heart Is by Q. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
We're nearing the end of Epic Moth Time, which means that we've only got like one or two songs left. So with that, it's
Matrimony 2. There's also a Matrimony 1, which you should listen to on your own time.
Yeah, we're just playing Matrimony 2 tonight. So
sorry,
not sorry. It's Matrimony 2 by Tennis. Enjoy. That was Matrimony 2 by Tennis, and also our penultimate song of the evening. My name is Danny.
This is Katya.
And you have just listened to Epic Moth Time on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Do you have any last words?
Have a lovely night.
Peace out.
Yeah.